Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Righto, peeking. Oh, look, I can see somebody on the other side of the desk. It's Leith Towers. Morena, good morning.
Morena, hi.
Ringlet's vocalist, and thank you for coming in on your Easter, and I believe you're up from the Hawke's Bay.
I am, yep. I drove up on Thursday night here for the weekend. Not the whole long weekend. I'm going home tomorrow. Going fishing on Monday.
Are you? Friends. Where are you going fishing?
I don't know. Friends Billy and Henry suggested it, so we're just going to go wherever they think.
Have you got a fishing rod?
I've got a rod. It's a little bit, it needs a servicing, but it'll do the job.
What's that, oil?
Olive
something.
Oil, seed oil, something. I don't know. I don't know what.
So this rod, have you had it for a long time, or was it from the family home?
It was a gift from my partner and a few years ago, and I do really enjoy fishing. I do more fishing than catching, but I think I've had some good luck. Even under the Harbour Bridge in Auckland, I managed to catch a big snapper.
I see a lot of people fishing under the Harbour Bridge. And I think, God, it's hours and hours they stand there on that parade, on the promenade there.
Yeah.
And you've caught a big snapper there.
Yeah, just once. I've probably been about 20 other times and caught nothing.
And what did you do with that? I guess you ate it.
Ate it.
Right.
Great.
And what about the scaling?
Brought it back to the in-laws and...
So it must have been pretty big.
It was pretty big.
Right. Did all the scaling and all of that business?
With a bit of help from the father-in-law.
Excellent. All right, Leith, we're not here to talk about fishing, although it is actually pretty interesting that you're going fishing on Monday in the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah.
So is that a river or something?
I went once with Henry, and it was just surf casting off the beach, South Napier. But I'm not sure what the plan is.
What would you catch if you were surf casting? What kind of fish?
Well, we didn't catch anything that time either. I really don't know. I know he's caught a kahawai there though, so there's hope.
All right. So let's talk about your band, Ringlets.
If we must.
We will. And the tour that you're about to embark on, the UK and Europe, which is exciting. You've got a lot of dates that you're playing over there.
Yeah.
The second date on your bill is the Great Escape Festival in Brighton, which I talked about last week that you're going to. So that's like a showcase gig, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So bands from all over the world kind of gather there and play several different sets, I think to a lot of people in lanyards and stuff. it'll be good.
You'll have really a lanyard as well.
Yeah, and Peaches is headlining it, so that's pretty awesome.
Really? Is there a headliner for that?
Yeah. I think Peaches and the Kooks are playing.
Yeah, the Kooks. I knew the Kooks were playing. Didn't realise Peaches was playing. But there's something like 450, they say on the website, 450 artists and bands.
The poster is like illegible. It's just...
Yeah, too many to count. Whereabouts are you playing there?
I couldn't tell you, but I know we're doing 3 shows there.
Yeah.
And I believe one of them is a New Zealand sort of heavy showcase type thing. Which will be really
great. With
other
New Zealand artists.
Yes, yeah.
Right, who else are you playing with, or have you got any mates that are going to be there?
Well, I really stoked that Office Dog are going to be there.
Yes.
They're awesome and good friends. Their drummer, Mitch, is sort of often touted as like we're each other's doppelgangers. We flattered together once. Liao's playing, which is awesome. They're amazing.
Vera Allen.
Yeah. Hemi Hemingway. There's like a big, I think we're like overrepresented, which is great, but there's a big contingent of acts from here, which is awesome.
And beside that, you're playing on your own. I guess you've got support and whatever throughout the UK and Europe. And this goes on for how many months?
2 months, the initial run. So we're doing The Great Escape and then a bunch of other shows in the UK and then going to Europe for a bunch more shows, and then a little break and hopefully some work. And then we're doing some more. I think there's a festival in Bristol in August, ArcTangent, and some other shows. I think there's a Psych Fest back in Brighton at some point too.
You're going to be away for a while then.
Yes, yeah.
You're right, probably most of the year. But you're coming back because it's a kind of bizarre team-up, but you're supporting the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, evidently. Yeah.
Is that the right word, bizarre? I think bizarre does fit there.
Well, I think we're always sort of kind of flabbergasted anytime some big thing like that sort of happens, any like of those support sort of slots are a bit of a pleasant surprise, I think.
That's great. It's a wonderful support slot. Just musically, yeah. It seems unusual.
Yeah. It does.
But perhaps it's absolutely right.
I enjoy variety on a bill, and I think, yeah, no, it'll be good. I'm a bit nervous about sort of, not nervous, but just I don't know what to, I imagine it'll be a really big stage, and I'm quite a narrow man, so.
What do you mean?
I just don't know how to.
You're quite a narrow man.
Do I have to move around?
You take up the stage.
Try and fill the space a bit. It's a bit.
You've been practicing your moves.
Cartwheeling.
Do you have any moves?
I'd like to think so, but I've seen videos back, and it says sometimes on the contrary.
Oh no! Okay, all right. Well, we're going to talk about your. Let me just file that for a moment. We'll come back to that. But we're going to talk about your fundraising gigs to help you get on your way in a moment. But we've got some tracks to play. Mm. I was on that roof once. Got a lot of play on BFM. This track on student radio, right around the country, actually, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm really stoked that the radio networks, the student radio network, has sort of given us some. Some play. It's great.
Yeah. So
thank you.
I guess everybody's asked you, were you?
Yeah, I've been on many roofs. It was a favourite pastime as a teen, climbing buildings and I think the sort of started off. There's a water tower in Varin's Corner, in Birkenhead. That was probably the initial roof that me and my little friends would climb on. And then I think we've managed to get on a lot of the other roofs in Auckland as well. So.
Ringlets, and I was on that roof once. Back with Leith in a moment. 95 BFM and Ringlets. I was on that roof once, and my guest this morning is Leith Towers. And Leith is here to talk about the gigs that Ringlets, fundraiser gigs that Ringlets are doing at the end of this next week, next That's Friday correct. And Saturday. But I'm just a little bit disconcerted because you rushed out of the studio and you came back in with a bit of toilet paper up one nostril.
I've got a blood nose.
Oh, that's... are you okay?
I'm fine, yeah. I think if I start to go a bit pale and keel over, just call someone.
Or call Hunter.
Call Hunter. Yeah,
come and help. Okay, well, that's a bit unusual for you. Do you have them often?
Yeah. It's about a weekly affair for me.
Is it?
I'm hoping to get it fixed up soon.
Oh, that's annoying.
It's a little irritating, and it can interrupt things like radio interviews. And
yeah, and what about a plane flight? It might interrupt your plane flight.
Yeah. No, I'll
is it pressure? Oh, no, wouldn't we, well, it might be.
I think it's a mix of factors. I think temperature has a play in it. I had a nasoendoscopy once for a palate infection, and at the time I was studying speech therapy, and I was really excited about it, and the doctors were like, oh, do you mind if we get some of the sort of junior doctors to have a go too? And so I had sort of 8 junior doctors have a go at shoving the camera up my nose, and I think that's exacerbated things because it's always from the same side.
What were you studying?
Speech therapy.
Oh.
Yeah. But they do a lot of sort of voice stuff and swallowing stuff as well. So,
right. Oh, well, Leith, hopefully that absorbs
anything. Yeah, if you can ignore it, I will.
I'm talking with Leith Towers from Ringlets about the gigs that they're doing in Europe and the fundraising gigs that you're coming up on Friday and Saturday in Wellington and Auckland. But just that particular track we just played was off the album that really put you on the map, The Lord Is My German Shepherd, Time for Walkies. And I was looking at the press release, and you've probably been asked this a trillion times about this press release, but it says the album tiptoes delicately between the absurd and the divine. Does it? That's a pretty good description, really. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It tiptoes. There are moments where it sort of stomps. Sometimes it
did you
drags
write
its feet. I don't think I did, but maybe I did. You're obliged to do something like a press release when you put something out. So
yes. Would you say that I would say that the band has a definite literary bent.
Yeah, we do. We do get the thesaurus out, and you know, we do enjoy reading.
You can look online these days.
Yeah.
Although it is quite good to have a hard copy of Roger's thesaurus. Bit old school now, though, isn't it?
Yeah. No, this is true. This is true. Yeah, no, I think the lyrics and the words are kind of an important part to us. And, you know, it's something that I, as the one sort of singing them and often writing them, toil over a lot. Most of the words are sort of come from obviously, because I'm not living in Auckland, I've got a commute. So I've got 5 hours in the car to myself, and that's where a lot of the words are coming from these days. Pulling from books and pulling from conversations and pulling from all sorts.
As you do when you're writing. And so these gigs, Friday night you're in Wellington, so you'll be heading up down from Hawke's Bay to Wellington.
Sort of down sideways.
Down sideways, yeah. You're playing at San Fran on Friday night with Dropper and Crawley Girls Factory.
Yes, yeah.
So this is a fundraiser, and then the following night you're up in Auckland at the Churning Fork.
This is
the gig we're talking about here at B, mostly, which is on Saturday night, and it's with Dropper, so Dropper are accompanying you for both of these dates.
Yeah.
Emmanuel and Tangerino, and it's an all-ages gig, the one at the Churning Fork.
It is indeed. We don't often get the opportunity to do all-ages shows, or we've maybe been a bit neglectful of that demographic, so it's nice that I think as well, because it's a bit of a going away party as well as a sort of fundraiser, it just sort of means that, you know, friends and family and their, you know, younger siblings and things can come along and see us as well.
And you obviously need a lot of money to embark on a, you know, a UK European tour of such magnitude. just getting around, you know, spending money and all the rest. Did you have a day job? Do you do anything beside ringlets?
Yeah. I work in the Hawke's Bay Hospital. I do like hearing tests and hearing aids, mostly for kids.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great job.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's sort of the what I always say is it's like the other side of the coin to the music thing. It's sound, but on a less selfish and more of a pathological kind of tip.
I hope I've got those headphones you've got on at a low volume then.
They're great.
Yeah. Yes. What, do you worry about getting tinnitus or anything like that?
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
What sort of sound is it that you have?
I've got the sort of bilateral, both ears, high-pitched ringing.
Same.
Yeah. Yes.
I wonder what frequency you have and if it's the same as mine, but it's really, it's kind of annoying, but you zone it out, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I think the trick is just to acknowledge it. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, using masking noises is always useful. It's not something that's curable. It's something you just sort of learn to manage.
And you're very young to be having tinnitus, aren't you? Did you get it from music?
Probably, yeah.
Did you notice when you got it?
I did, yeah.
Was it an occasion? Or
it was. Well, I think there's. It was one of those things that would, you know, come just for like a few seconds, so you over time you get familiar with the sound initially, and then suddenly it's like, oh, this is every night now, this is my life now. Yeah.
So do you now, knowing that you have it, how do you work when you're on stage with monitors and things like that and the rest of the band?
Yeah.
Are you wearing earplugs or?
Yeah, I've got some molded plugs. My workmate took some impressions and I've got some molded plugs with attenuators in them. And what I like to do is just sort of not have anything but my own voice in my monitor. And have those in, and that seems to work well for me. I think it really depends on the sort of venue. Obviously being a sort of smaller band, we're often playing in quite small venues, and it can be very, very loud. When we do get the chance to play on bigger stages, the volume on stage is actually often quite relatively quiet. Hopefully we can play on some flasher stages.
Yeah, well,
so I can preserve my hearing.
Well, interesting to see the stages you'll be playing in Europe and the UK, and see what those venues are. Always, I've got a big thing about venues. I like to see where you know. I'm sure you do too. Yeah. Where are we playing tomorrow night, or where are we going? Yeah,
yeah.
So these fundraisers, and the one in Auckland, all ages gig at the Tuning Fork next Saturday night, and you will have also something. There'll be other merch as well, but there'll be other things happening. Small trinkets exclusive to the fundraiser shows. Do you know what they are?
We're compiling the sort of list of things because, you know, we've not bought return flights and we've all got a bunch of stuff. I've got some music equipment. We'll put a post up on social media and things probably, and just with a sort of list of things we're flogging off, instruments and things. But then also we've got
you've got some instruments you're going to play. You're going to sell.
Yeah. I've just like left a lot of clutter a bit late to deal with. And then we've got some band related stuff as well. If people are interested in that, like we've got like the test pressings of the albums and stuff, and got like a, you know, one of one T-shirt I made when we were trying to figure out some merch, and just some sort of funny little things like that that people might be interested in.
And there are different tiers of pricing. Unwaged is, this is including GST, I believe. I don't know if there's a booking fee. $22.91 unwaged. General admission, $34.23. Unusual little prices there.
I think it's inclusive of everything. I think that was the idea. So,
right. And then if you've got deep pockets and you'd really like to help support Ringlets get to the UK, $54.82.
For the ballers, yeah.
What's that mean?
For the very wealthy people.
Oh, for the very wealthy. Right, yeah. Okay.
Don't feel pressure to do that if you're in, you know, put yourself first, obviously.
And the next track that you've chosen is the one of the bands that'll be supporting you on both these fundraisers, Dropper.
Yes.
Love this track. It's great. Tell me a little bit about this band.
Yeah, well, they're sort of one of my favourite New Zealand groups, and so it's so great that they're playing both shows with us. And actually the track, I think we're what's the track we're doing of theirs?
It's Penwheel.
It has a feature from Evelyn Breaker, who's also Lilith of Girls Factory, that's playing the Wellington show. So managing to get a little nod to both of them as a thanks for playing the show with us. So
okay, this is Dropper and with Evelyn Breaker and Penwheel.
Kept my promise to have you. Pictures on the white walls don't help. Wishing I could take them down myself.
How many did she fill? Does she get into my head? Fishnets of the life still come to you.
Need you to keep your eyes on me. Your state of mind is always on a come down.
Away. I'm losing, bitter taste with my teeth.
95 BFM and Dropper with Eveline Breaker and Pinwheel. And Dropper will be playing with Ringlets at a fundraiser gig next Saturday night at the Tuning Fork. And my guest this morning is Leith Towers, who is vocalist and songwriter, chief songwriter for Ringlets.
No chiefs in our band. We all
it's a democracy.
Something like that, yeah.
And bands never are a democracy, though, are they really?
I think we're all at our core team players. So while we're not happy about certain decisions, we can sort of eat them.
And today you're in Auckland, not just for Easter, but you're shooting a video today.
Yeah,
you got some new songs coming out.
Yeah, I don't know how much to talk about it, but we've got yesterday and today we're doing a video for a track, and it's going well. Enjoying it. Really fortunate to have Martin Sagadin's sort of directing it. And Martin's a good friend and
does a lot of work.
Yeah. A very full plate right now. So I'm really grateful that they have made some time for us. Yeah.
Great. Oh, I hope that goes well today. And also the fundraisers. I hope you get the coffers are filled for your trip to the UK. We'll watch with interest to see how your tour goes. Mm. I want to play the last track that you've chosen, which was a bit befuddling, I have to say, having come up through the 80s and had to listen to this on the radio. Not this particular track, I have to
say. Well, this is the thing, is Addicted to Love is probably the song that people think of and their eyes roll into the back of their head. But when I'm not a Robert Palmer fan.
Robert Palmer, yeah.
But like this song I'm a fan of, I don't know. There's something about the sort of tone he sort of strikes in it. It feels more like a mid-career like Brian Eno song or something. It just sort of is really resonating with me at the moment because it seems to sort of be about stress and just having a kind of I guess this is just where we're at, and having a laugh about it, which is what I'm trying to do.
Even with that wad of toilet paper up your
even
nose.
Even with the wad of toilet paper up my nose.
All right, Leith, hey, nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in, and I hope the gigs go well.
Thank you, Karen.
And
appreciate it.
And today, shooting the video. Good luck with all that. And we're just going to play this track that Leith's chosen, Robert Palmer, Woke Up Laughing.